Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
And you see the face I just made?
Yeah, what's that about?
I was eating a banana, which is kind of like my mid-morning snack.
Something go wrong?
Had the last bite of banana.
Oh, no.
It's all mushy.
Oh, man.
I couldn't tell by looking at it. And
may
I
suggest something?
It just squished. It was nasty. What?
No banana February?
Let me get through Sober January first.
All right. I've had bad luck with bananas recently.
Banana February.
I buy them. I buy six at a time, and I wait and I wait and I wait because I can't stand the green bananas.
Right.
And then I inevitably end up with two.
They
that are too brown.
Well, that's the deal. Bananas they ripen very quickly.
Yeah. It's like
it
avocados.
Takes like one day you can get a green one. The next day it's yellow.
What the hell?
What the hell is that all about?
What the hell?
What is with
well,
that
don't buy
crap.
Six bananas. Buy four.
I like buying six.
All right.
It's my
you can't be picky about it.
Man. How about a compromise? Five.
Okay. Five. All right.
All right. Fair enough. We met in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, by the way, so I had mentioned we played LaGrange from ZZ Top. And, of course, music is written about love and loss and beloved locations,
yes.
among other things. And celebrity cruises researchers, of course, they travel all over the world, analyzed the lyrics of over 200,000 songs that charted in the top 40 U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and U.K. official singles charts since 1960 to find mention of cities, towns, neighborhoods, and states. And ultimately, the research narrowed it down to a set of 2,000 songs by 896 artists with 420 different locations from around the world being mentioned. What do you think were some of the top spots
that are mentioned in songs?
Yeah, I found this really interesting.
Rutledge? New York?
Rutledge.
Yeah. Rutledge.
Not in the top 10, Casey, right. But it's in there somewhere. Anybody else want to? Steve said New York. Anybody else want to mention?
Bermuda and Bahama.
Come on, Pretty Mama.
Come on, Pretty Mama.
Well, San Francisco.
Okay.
Left my heart
now
there.
You're talking that language.
That's right.
Absolutely knee deep in human fecal matter. And loving it.
Now, the number one by far was New York.
Ah, all right.
161 songs out of the 2,000.
I think there's far too many New York songs.
I mentioned New York. There are a lot of New York songs. Rattle off a few off the top of your head.
New York State of Mind. New York. Yeah. New York State of Mind.
Or it doesn't have to be the title. Just mentioned in New York.
Okay.
You know, so
New York State of Mind.
What's the Jay-Z one?
Oh, that's with Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
That's a great song.
New York, Empire State of Mind?
Empire.
Yeah. Empire something.
Empire State. Then you have several, you know, like Simon and Garfunkel songs that mention New York City.
Chicago.
Up there.
That toddling town.
What about Huey Lewis in the News? Do they mention that in the Honda Rock and Roll?
New York, stuff? New York isn't everything they say. No place that I'd rather be.
Wah, wah.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia, not mentioned in this particular, I haven't looked at the whole list, but if you remember, especially in the late 1950s, Philadelphia, PA,
yes.
was mentioned over and over and over. It was
hot
kind of
bed of music.
It was an easy go-to if you wanted PA to rhyme with something. You wanted the A sound to end and rhyme with something.
Philadelphia Freedom.
There were a number of songs that do mention Philadelphia.
There were two on the soundtrack to the movie Philadelphia, which are great songs. They're not upbeat
party
numbers.
Songs.
They're not party songs, but Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen and Philadelphia by Neil Young are gorgeous songs.
All right, other places, cities, towns, neighborhoods.
Las Vegas.
Excuse me. Where is that? That doesn't rank. Let me see. I have the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did they get
down
to specific locations?
I have the top 10 here, and
like Winslow, Arizona.
Sure. Yeah, it can be absolutely because there are some neighborhoods in New York that are mentioned. So it's not just a city. It can be narrowed way down. Yeah. Casey?
What about?
Miami is mentioned, yes. And it's, I think, number 7.
Wow.
So number 1 is New York. Number 2 is London.
Okay. London calling and New York State of Mind.
California in general? Like California?
California
dreaming?
Is in 4th place.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It goes New York first, followed by London. Los Angeles is 3rd.
Okay.
Coming in 4th was California.
Yeah.
And 5th place is Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. Many songs.
Whole lot of mentions.
Mentioned a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rounding out the top 10 were Paris.
City of Lights.
Then Miami. Then New Orleans was 43rd. Well, not 43rd. But
what about the city of poop?
What?
San Francisco.
San Francisco's not in the top 10.
Huh.
I actually would like to see the... Nick,
the ranking.
Can you see if you can find this from Celebrity Cruises? And
it's up on the big screen.
Songs that mention town.
With daily cruises leaving to Memphis.
All right, so here we go. New Orleans is 8th, followed by Brooklyn, 9th.
Huh.
And then you have Rome.
Rome.
10th, yes.
That's in Italy.
That would be in the town of Italy. No, yes, it's in Italy, of course. Number 11 is Texas.
Texas.
There you go, Steve. Number 12 is
San Francisco.
That's right.
And Memphis. That was that great song, Walking to Memphis.
Walking to Memphis.
Yeah. Doesn't Paul Simon has a song, Graceland mentions Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. Going to Graceland.
Number 14 is Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. New York State.
That's how it goes.
It does.
Yeah, there's a pause.
Yeah.
And then another Georgia.
Yeah.
Harlem was 15th. Angel of Harlem is the first one I can think
great
of.
Great song.
Yep. Number 16 is Tennessee, followed by Chicago at 17. Then you have Atlanta at
19. Chicago!
Chicago.
Chicago, that toddling town.
Number 18 is Atlanta. Number 19 is Detroit. And number 20 is Compton.
I bet you that ends up in a lot of the earlier hip-hop and rap songs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a go-to.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton. Mm-hmm. Go-to town to mention. Yeah. Huh. I wonder, would you ever be incited to visit a location based on a song?
Well, I went standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, just for that very reason. I drove across the country, and we were nowhere near Winslow, Arizona, but saw it on the map, and we're like, well, hell, we got to go there. And so we did and took a picture. And
there's a statue now, you know.
Of me?
No, there's a statue of, who is there?
Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey, yes.
Yeah. While we were in London, I mentioned this to you, Nick, and I ended up not doing it, but which song is it? I think it might be Who Are You from The Who, which, by the way, a concert announcement. They're coming to town in May. But yeah, I think it's Who Are You. Roger Daltrey mentions several places in London.
Yeah.
So I woke up on a Soho floor. And, you know, I took the tube back to the Rolling Pin, and he starts to name all these locations. I'm like, I wouldn't mind going and see where those locations are because I've sung that song.
They mentioned in the song.
So much my life that I wouldn't mind seeing where these places are.
What was it?
When we were walking around London, we walked through Mayfair. That's right out of Werewolves of London.
Yeah.
Lately, he's been overheard at Mayfair.
When, James Corden something did the driving in cars with the comedians or whatever James Corden version of the thing is.
Yeah, yeah.
With
karaoke.
That's it. When he was in with McCartney, didn't they do sort of a Penny Lane tour at one point? They were driving.
Yes, they did. They went to McCartney's old his home that he grew up in, and they hit some of the barbershop and all that stuff.
Yeah, so they drove down Penny Lane,
right.
And he's pointing out, here's the barbershop, here's where the pretty nurse was selling poppies from a tray.
That's
it was
cool.
In this roundabout, you know, and so
Harper Lee's laser tag.
Places like that. They're swung by Harper Lee's laser tag on Route 13. So anyhow. Yeah, I am intrigued by songs that or that locations that have been put into song. And why not? You know, just go ahead and take a look if you can.
What about Bodies of Water?
Bodies
of Water? In music?
Yeah. I'll take Bodies of Water for $200.
Okay, name a couple.
New York. What about the wreck of the Edmund
Fitzgerald?
Where did that happen?
That happened on Lake Superior.
Lake Gitchigumi.
Lake Gitchigumi.
The big lake they call Gitchigumi. Mm-hmm. The legend they say that gives up his dead when the gale's November.
All right, so The Ocean by Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Does that mention any specific oceans?
Actually, when we were writing it, we were thinking of the Indian Ocean.
Well, here in the Ballad of John and Yoko, the honeymoon in Down by the Seine. So there you
okay.
go.
Yeah.
Go to Paris.
I think
Mississippi River. Come on, guys. You with me?
From what song?
That I don't is a know. Body of water.
Right, I Mississippi don't know. Queen.
Do we all agree that that's a body of water? I do agree, Casey.
I think that list has yet to be made, the bodies of water references.
Call now if you know songs with bodies of water mentioned in them.
Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen.
Hey. Don't you want me, baby?
Baby. Hey. Stupid chicks awake.
While we're finding out about bodies of water, Marissa found out Philadelphia mentioned in songs.
All right.
And there's a few of them here. How about I-76 by G Love and Special Song?
It's a great song.
Yeah, that was a playoff of the 76ers song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of these I don't know. Fallen Philadelphia by Hall & Oates. I don't know that song. Freedom of 76 by Ween. I don't know that.
See, Ween's a local band.
Daryl yeah. Hall's Philly Mood is a great song.
That is a great song.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I don't know.
Is Sailing into Philadelphia on there? Mark Knopfler?
Yes.
That's a great song.
Sailing by Christopher Cross?
Sailing to Philadelphia. No,
no, by Mark Knopfler. No.
Mark Knopfler. And Steve, it sort of flew under the radar. He released it post Dire Straits. And I think he wrote it with Jackson Browne. I'll look it up. But it's a great song.
All right. Here are ones you know. Motown Philly from Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Philadelphia by Neil Young. Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. Punk Rock Girl, Dead Milkman, mentions Philly in there a few times. Went to the Philly Pizza Company. What else here? Streets Philadelphia and Bruce Springsteen. Summertime, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Great song.
And the Fresh Prince, of course. These other ones I don't know.
Sailing to Philadelphia was with James Taylor and Van Morrison by Mark Knopfler.
No kidding.
Came out in 2000. It's an awesome song, great record, and a nice homage to Philly.
Hey, do you know what the actual title, according to this, of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the name of that song is? It's not the theme to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What is it called?
It's called Yo Home to Bel-Air.
Yo Home to Bel-Air? I always thought it was Parents Don't Understand or something like
no,
that.
No, it's a different song. Parents Just Don't Understand?
Is it the theme song to?
It's not a theme song. It was a hit for him.
All right.
That was his first hit.
Hmm.
Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I am confused.
they had Parents Just Don't Understand. And then what was the follow-up to that?
The one where he goes driving.
Yeah. Wait.
No, Nightmare
Parents,
on My
same
Street.
Song.
Parents it Don't is? Drive?
Yeah.
Put my foot on the gas.
We almost got whiplash. We took off so fast.
That's a different song?
That's the same song.
Nightmare on My Street? Was that the follow-up one?
I think it was. It's wait, Nightmare. No, it wasn't Parents Just Don't Understand. It's, what was the first hit?
Parents Just Don't Understand is the
Are
first
we sure?
hit. Yes. Huh? That was Ooh. The first one.
Please pull up his right. freaking.
You know what I'm blaming
damn
for this?
What?
Sober January.
Yeah. I remember I could fight Mike Tyson.
Parents just.
Girls ain't nothing but trouble.
A Nightmare on My Street.
Hate to burst your bubble. Girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble.
All right.
I just don't understand.
So, hey. So anyhow, you got me by the roots mentions Philadelphia as well. And by the way, Marissa pulled up San Francisco's list is 20 pages long.
Damn. 20 pages.
That's a whole lot.
That's a whole lot of poop.
All right. Well, bodies of water mentioned.
Jeez. We're actually getting some, like there's random bodies of water mentioned, but not with a
name. No, like
a
name.
Song. Yeah,
yeah, there's,
name.
Yeah.
We know
like Waterfalls by TLC. Yeah. They're not just, going like Victoria, yeah. Niagara.
Yeah.
Don't go chasing Bushkill Falls. That's in the middle of Pennsylvania. You don't want to go there. I'm going to go to Sean. Sean, you're on the air. Good morning.
Privilege.
Privilege.
What's up, Sean?
Not much, man. There's a whole song about sitting on the dock of a bay.
Yeah, San Francisco Bay. Headed for the Frisco Bay.
Yeah, it's a great song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right.
Otis Redding, beautiful
Stand
song.
Stand corrected.
All right, thank you.
What's the temp? Go to number two if you could.
Hang on a second. I got to take it in.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
This is a great, great song.
Watching
my mom would listen to this over and over and over again.
Love this song.
Yeah, play your saxophone. Just go to the record player and just... You know, when the song was over, just play it over again. Either that or that was Maverick in Top Gun.
So either your mother or Maverick did this?
Christ. Oh, my God. Hey, here's one for you. See, Blue Bayou by
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt. That's a fantastic song.
And that's originally a Roy Orbison song, is it not?
Might be. It's somebody else for sure, but I'm not sure who did that. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good. Music about bodies of water, please.
I think the Clash London Calling mentions the Thames, if memory serves.
Okay. London Calling mentions the Thames. Yeah, it could. All right. I guess it doesn't have to be the title.
No, it doesn't have to be the title. It'd be ridiculous.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. We're not idiots.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Come on.
What about...
wait a minute. Look at the title of this.
Which one?
Billy Joel.
Oh, boy.
Downies to Alexa. It's the Downeaster Alexa. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
First of all, I said the Downeaster Alexa.
We know. I wholeheartedly believe you, sir. Go ahead.
Downies to Alexa.
Block Island Sound. I mean, is there a better Long Island fishing song?
These are yes. That's a good a good piece of music. Did you think the amount of mentions of bodies of water would outnumber the? I know this is like sport or not a sport. But do you think the mentions of water would outnumber the mentions of locations like cities? I think cities and towns would. Be,
oh yeah, no question. That's why
they rule.
That's why we brought this up in the first place, is because there are songs with bodies of water. Which, by the way, so him getting that wrong, or our interns, Downies to Alexa.
Yeah.
I use my reminder on Siri, the Siri app, all the time.
Right.
And so what is the name of the Chinese dancers that are coming to the Miriam Theater?
Shen Yun. Yeah.
Okay, so I in my Siri, I said... get tickets to Shen Yun. I want to take my son to see this because he's in Color Guard. And so, you know, they do all this choreography.
I'm going too.
It looks really cool. Yeah. So I told Alexa, remind me, get tickets to Shen Yun. You know where it printed?
What?
I swear to God, Casey, it says, look, I'm showing it to you. Get sushi in Newland.
What? Well, get sushi in Newland. Wow.
It's a good recommendation.
And I just left it that way. I'm like, I don't know what that means later on. Well, sure enough, I looked at it this morning. I'm like, what the hell does get sushi in Newland mean? I have no idea. I'm not seeing any that are really worth going to.
No,
and this one, Rio, is that...
Her name is... Well, they mentioned the Rio Grande.
Okay.
Down to the Rio Grande, from Land's End to the north, down to the Rio Grande. So the Rio Grande is a river. Yeah. So.
But I thought they were talking about Rio de Janeiro, right?
Yeah.
Possibly. Well, it's about a girl named Rio.
Oh, I thought it was about
her name is Rio.
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
New York, New York.
Copacabana.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Sober January.
Hey, did you guys know that, speaking of bodies of water, if you say Pacific Ocean really fast, it sounds like pine cone?
Say it.
Go ahead.
No, you do it.
No.
Are you ready? Pine cone.
Yeah, thank you.
I made up that joke on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Because we were doing St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, and I said it. I was driving home from Mass with my mom and my three kids, and I said it, and I started laughing so hard that I had to pull over because I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
I sat on that for weeks, guys.
You sat on that pine cone.
Oh, my God. That's better.
I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I want to describe Kathy's facial expression. She's like biting the corner of her lip, just shaking her head, going,
I don't know.
It's like, poor man.
Like she found like a crashed alien vehicle.
Yeah. It's like, what is it?
What are we doing?
I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
It's when contempt meets disgust.
How do you even.
On your face.
How do you even revive them?
I love looking at your face. Are you ready? Pine cone.
I said it so fast.
I couldn't pine even cone. Tell.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It went better than I thought it was going to go, guys.
Oh, we can only expect more of those then. Wow. All righty. Thank you for your calls. Appreciate that. I do want to mention one more thing that I found hilarious. We might be able to open up the phones eventually on something like this, but there's a video that I saw this morning about technological advancements that have created a great divide between Generation Z and just about everybody else. Well, a dad in Illinois illustrated it in a video for two teenagers. And what he did is a guy named Kevin Bernstead gave these two teenage boys 4 minutes to complete a task. So what you do is you see the video, and from behind the camera, Bernstein gives Jake and Kyle Bernstead the instructions. The boys lift the box. He says, you have 4 minutes to complete this. And underneath the box is a cream-colored rotary telephone. that they just kind of stare at, and he goes, you have 4 minutes to dial this phone number. And they sit there, Steve, and you watch the whole thing, and they can't
figure out how to do it.
Figure it out.
You would think that even like in a movie or an old TV That's show funny. Or something, you might have seen that.
They start by, number one, see if you push the numbers, if anything happens. So they're just putting their fingers in the rotary phone holes.
That is really funny.
And then they decide that what you have to do is, you have to start at zero and put your finger in the hole of zero and then move it to the number that you want, trying to dial. So they start doing that. They're doing it over and over, nothing. And then one of them goes, no, wait. Okay, you start on the number you want, and you go all the way around to this metal thing, and then you stop and you let go.
All right, so they're going?
So they figure that part out. They dial the whole number. And well, actually, before that, they realize they messed up, and they stopped, and they're like, well, how do we reset it? And they go, and you pick up the handle and set it back down.
All right.
And then they eventually dial the whole number, and then they can't figure they didn't realize you have to take the handle off.
Oh,
first.
My God! And like, so, he picks it up after.
So they get, Steve, they weren't able to finish it in 4 minutes. It is awesome. And they're just confused, and they're sitting there going, we're stupid. We're stupid. We can't figure this out.
No, but, you know, this is antiquated technology. It's like an analog watch or clock these days. A lot of people are having trouble, telling the time.
And that's what the issue of the, or not an issue, but this is the point of the whole thing, is that as difficult as it is to learn new pieces of technology,
right, yeah.
It is just as difficult for those who feel technologically advanced to go back and use something that they have no idea what it is. So while you're setting up, the smartphone for somebody who's older in their lives and they can't quite grasp it and you don't understand how they don't get it, they could pull the same thing on you by pulling up an old, antiquated piece of technology and saying, well, here, figure this out.
When you're running a rotary phone like that, that won't work unless it's been retrofitted on a landline that takes tones, right?
No, people still have like Gary Lauer has a rotary phone. Yeah.
Is it Gary or Dave McKay?
I think it was Gary. Because Dave McKay always wins contests. There's no way you can do that on a rotary phone.
Oh.
Did you guys have rotary phones or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted one, but we only had the push button ones. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to brag.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have the push button ones?
No, we only had the push button ones. I wanted a rotary one. Those things were fun.
I only have push button phones in this house.
It's got like a little ASMR sort of quality to it.
What you can do, what we found out when I was a kid, because prank calling was just what you did, but we're just messing around with the phone in general, and you know how when you would move the rotor and then let go, it would go click, 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 click,
yep.
click, like
yeah.
that. And it's essentially the same thing as hanging up and taking the receiver off of the phone. You can dial phone numbers without using the rotary at all.
Really?
Yeah, and we used to do it. We tried it.
Wait,
so you know how you hang up the phone, the little buttons that you push to hang it up or set the cradle down. If you would go 1, 2, 3 like that, hit it 3 times, that's basically dialing a 3.
Stop it.
Really?
No. Yeah. And you could, and in fact, there's a scene in the movie Manhunter, Steve, where we were first introduced to Hannibal Lecter, and they give him a phone that doesn't have a face on it at all, and he manages to get an outside line, and he would just click it so many times. So if you wanted to dial a 4, it would be, you just hit it 4 times like that, and it would dial a number 4.
That's pretty cool.
You could dial a whole number. It's very laborious. It takes a while.
Yes, but he was locked away for...
But you can do it, and we tried it out. We would call each other trying to do it, and if you're just one off, it won't work. But you just click, 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 click. It's almost like doing Morse code or something like that.
So. Yeah, the show I'm here, he's using a gum wrapper.
Yeah,
aluminum.
He gets an outside line, and then he does it that way. So, it's interesting. I thought it's a very funny video. These kids have no idea.
That's pretty wild.
How the whole thing works. So you can try that out at home if you happen to have a rotary phone and can hook it up.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.